103, 1230, and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. All right, Jeff, it is 9:27. This is the People Speak. Hope you had a good evening, good morning so far. At least the sun is shining today, finally. We have Joy joining us this morning from Age Smart. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
And like I said, the sun's shining this morning, which it hasn't been for the last few mornings. So
it was pretty. It was a pretty drive from O'Fallon.
Mm-hmm. I imagine with the snow coming, or the sun coming off the snow in areas.
And, right. I mean, the trees and the grasses were just beautiful, and birds were migrating, so it was lovely.
Yeah, snow is pretty as long as it's not on the road in front of you.
Yes. Can drive through. Or on the cars in front of you.
Right, exactly. So, just briefly before we take our first break, what are we going to kind of talk about today?
Well, Age Smart is your local area agency on aging, and we provide a tremendous amount of services, but one of the most important things we do is we help people who are caring for older adults. And this is the time of year where families are coming home, they're seeing changes, and they have a lot of questions, and this is a good time to talk about the services that we have for caregivers.
Okay. All right, I'll tell you what, we'll take that break and we will come back and get started here. This is the People Speak. Talking with Joy from Age Smart. I'm Jeff. We'll be right back. And welcome back. Again, I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak, and we're talking with Joy from Age Smart. And Joy, you're talking about some of the things we're going to talk about today, caring for older adults and resources that are available for caregivers.
Right. The first thing I would probably say to anybody who's caring for an older adult is make sure their documents are in order. The people who come to our office who don't know where their parents' POA over property and healthcare are is the first thing that trips them up. And a lot of times that's the one thing that can put families at odds with each other, because they may not agree or they may not understand. And then when in a time of crisis, they're searching through their parents' house to try to find these documents. So I highly recommend that. And anybody over the age of 18 should have a POA for healthcare. Definitely, especially if they're not married. It's a critical document. Some of the other resources that we have for caregivers, because it is a very important job, but it's a very stressful job, we offer caregiver counseling. Now, this isn't like we're going to help you find all the resources, but we're just going to help you cope through those really stressful times. Because you sometimes, maybe the person has dementia and they're not really recognizing you or communicating with you in the same way they used to be, or just the family stresses that caregiving causes. And a counselor can kind of help talk through those and give you some coping techniques. So that's one thing that we do. And Age Smart, being an area agency on aging, we don't always provide services directly, so a lot of those services are provided by other organizations that we provide funding, and we kind of guarantee the quality of the service that they're providing. So we don't always do that directly. We do, however, provide a service that's called respite for caregivers, and that just simply gives people a break. So what it entails is we will have a case manager go out to the home and kind of assess the situation and the needs, and they will kind of maybe make some suggestions or options for what might work. But the caregiver would then be able to get a stipend each month. It's a minimal stipend of $100, and they can use that for any type of care that they choose. So maybe they've been having a granddaughter come over, but she's really struggling and needs to get a part-time job, but they can pay their granddaughter to have that person come in. So it can be a relative that doesn't happen to be living with somebody. They can supplement private duty home care if they're doing that, so they can use those funds for that. So there's a lot of different things, but just getting away for a while helps that caregiver remain healthy and well.
Right. Got to get a chance to take care of yourself as well, too.
Right. Know. And that's what we see so many times with caregivers. And some people try to do it all. Some people don't ask for help. Mm-hmm. And some people don't even recognize that they are a caregiver. It may start off with just simply going to the grocery store. Then it's going to the grocery store, cleaning the house, going to the grocery store, doing major financial stuff. Then it's personal care, and it just kind of snowballs. So, and what are those resources? So Donna from the Chester Senior Center couldn't be here with us today because of the weather. You guys got some beautiful ice over the evening, I saw. But she is the first step for people. She has a list of resources, a database that has all of the services for caregivers, whether it be private duty home care, the community care program, which offers income assistance for caregivers for homemaker services, call buttons, things like that, that are simple things that people can put in the home. A lot of times caregivers might think, oh, you know, mom or dad has to go to a different type living situation, but that's not always true. A simple adaptation to the home, the grab bars in the bathroom, or a raised toilet seat, or a slider in the tub can help a person stay independent. So it doesn't always have to be a life-changing situation.
Right. Okay. I know, depending on what, you know, the person is going through and stuff, determines a lot, too, of how intense the caregiving role is, like caring for someone with dementia, I guess would be.
That's probably one of the most challenging, because people try to change the situation, and instead of embracing that person's reality, it's like you can't make them change. So we offer a course that's really specific for people who are caring for older adults. It's called Savvy Caregiver, and it trains families on how to cope with Alzheimer's, the natural progression of the disease. And it's a 12-hour program. It's delivered in 2-hour sessions. But what I've experienced over my years in this field has been that when you're with other people who are coping with similar situations, it's very comforting. Mm-hmm. And you share a lot of resources just with the people in the course, not just the resources that we're giving. But we have some other courses that we also offer that handle that caregiver stress. It's called Stress Busters for Caregiving. Hmm. Just taking that one big, deep breath so you can get away. And that's offered in a 9-week course. And it's stress and relaxation, grief, loss, and depression, dealing with challenging behaviors with people with dementia. All of those things are addressed. Those two things really help caregivers to be their own aging professional and their own area agency on aging, with all the resources right at the tips of their fingers. So they're great things for individuals.
Okay. Let's see. We can go ahead and take our break here.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and do that, and then we will come back and talk some more with Joy from Age Smart here on The People Speak right after this. Welcome back. And we got about 10 minutes left in the program this morning. Talking with Joy from the Age Smart program, and talking about caregivers and resources for caregivers, and some of the programs that the Age Smart has available. And I know you say you work with all the area senior centers.
Yes, we do. Age Smart provides funding for their meals, their congregate dining, the dining in the site, and some of the other services that are there. I want to talk about the senior centers, but one thing about services for grandparents raising grandchildren, I think people don't recognize that that's a caregiving situation too. And so many times, it doesn't matter who it is or what population or demographic, we find grandparents who are suddenly raising their grandchildren. And this is a struggle, and it could be an older adult who suddenly is caring for a very young child. So there's lots of legal implications. So Land of Lincoln Legal Services offers a lot of services for grandparents raising grandchildren, Children's Home and Aid, and we provide funding to both those organizations. They provide services to help grandparents, you know, take on that role that they have so suddenly. So that's a really important thing to know, and we can access those resources. But to access those resources, the SPARTA, Chester and Waterloo Senior Centers all have information and assistance specialists. They have access to a database, they have all those resources, and they've been specially trained to help caregivers and older adults. So those are the three number one places. Of course, you've got the Steelville, Redbud, and Columbia Senior Centers that are also there. They don't have that information and assistance component, though. But they have a tremendous amount of activities, and they provide all of the Meals on Wheels for SPARTA and or for Randolph and Monroe County. So wherever you go in the county, you can get Meals on Wheels. And they're really amazing. And that's a great place for somebody to get a daily check. It's only 5 days a week, however. And on a snow day, they already have shelf-stable meals. So people are probably wondering, what happens when it snows and the senior center's closed? Mm-hmm. Well, there's an extra meal there for them to get. And most likely, those meals are so robust that they have extras from the day before. So something that Donna, who is a senior center director in Chester, wanted me to mention is we provide some evidence-based wellness programs. And one that is very popular is called A Matter of Balance. It really helps people who struggle with falls. And sometimes falls are that one thing that can cause all kinds of other dominoes to fall, too. So one fall. And this is a great program, works on core strength and eliminating fall risks around the home. And, you know, watching for things when you're outside of the home that could trip you up also. So she has a waiting list for her next Matter of Balance class. She's got trainers trained at in Chester, but it's a fabulous program. And we offer it in the seven counties that AgeSmart serves. Oasis, which is an organization that's based in St. Louis. It's a national organization, but they provide a lot of our evidence-based programs like Live Well, Be Well, teaching people with chronic disease how to cope with those things. They do Tai Chi, which is another balance class. And then a fabulous program that is available, it's called Aging Mastery. And it teaches you all those things about your finances, keeping you're well and healthy, what's your home looking like. And I think when people, family members are struggling with family, or caregivers are like, they live in an older home, their bedroom's on the second floor, they don't have a first story bath or bedroom. Right. So that's a real challenge. So Aging Mastery teaches people to think about, okay, you're 65, you're gonna build your dream home, make it accessible. That is really key and critical. And cabinets, lower your cabinets, because that seems to be a real struggle for people, just getting to the microwave or getting in to get a glass. So thinking about those types of things so people can age well.
Exactly. I guess we were talking about caring for people with dementia, and I think we briefly touched on, but what about caregiver the stress that goes along with it? I see you've got a program here, and we talked about, you mentioned a stress busting program.
Right. Stress busting, it's a new program for us, and we've just trained organizations throughout our region. So there are our folks, Human Support Services in Waterloo helps us with that. But they will, it's a group session, and they do everything from music and art and imagery, just kind of taking some time away so you're not always focused on that stress of caregiving, and sometimes just 2 minutes of a break and breathing and you know, taking your mind off that frustrating sometimes situation helps people cope a little bit better. A lot of these things that we've put into place for caregivers have been so helpful that people have been able to stay in their homes longer. So we're working with our legislators this upcoming session. We're doing some caregiver symposiums. Mm-hmm. So to talk about what are the needs of caregivers and how can we strengthen that? Because, you know, we've got so many people turning 65 for the next 18 years. Right. If we can be ready for them and help them stay independent where they want to be, right? Nobody wants to go to a nursing home. Mm-hmm. But we can also save the state some Medicaid dollars, which is a great thing. So we never want to overspend what we've got. But I think the other thing that I know Chris Fulton from our office was here a couple months ago. Donna at the Chester Senior Center and the Waterloo Senior Center offer Medicare counseling, which a lot of times we just finished open enrollment for Medicare, and there were tremendous amounts of commercials on for Medicare Advantage plans. And what's that Medicare Advantage plan? It's cheaper than my plan. It may not be the best plan for you, but they are certainly trying to sell it to you. And so we did get a lot of people this year who were thinking, I can save on premiums. But when they went to a professional who's unbiased, is not selling insurance, right, all these senior health insurance counselors that are in Age Smarts Network can help people with that. I think that's a really critical thing. Kevin here in Sparta, he also is a senior health insurance counselor, and they run a really robust senior center also. So Randolph County has got some really great resources. But I think what people need to recognize, especially people who are coming home for the holidays and thinking, oh, I can get some home care in there for people. Home care is really expensive. It could, you know, 24/7 home care could cost you $5,000 a week.
Right.
A week. That's outrageous. So sometimes just talking to the experts at Age Smart and at your local senior centers can help you put some little systems in place. Hopefully just keep people active and engaged. Going to a senior center and connecting with their friends and neighbors keeps them from being socially isolated, which is as dangerous as smoking a pack of cigarettes a day to a person's health.
Okay. So resources out there available to help not you know, just the older adults, but the people that help, you know, help them. And
right. I think one of the other things, so people listening might go, well, you know, my relatives live in Tulsa, or they live in, you know, Texas, or wherever it might be. There is an area agency on aging, just like Age Smart. So they're funded by the Federal Older Americans Act, private dollars, and some other grants. And area agencies on aging were designed to help people remain independent. So there are over 600 across the country. And you can call the National Elder Care Locator if you're interested in finding an area agency on aging in your family's neck of the woods, and they can help you through this. The other thing you can do is you can call Age Smart, and we can help you give you the right words because every state has a different name for everything. Mm-hmm. And the beauty of these 600 plus area agencies on aging is that we don't look the same. We have some core services that look the same, but we design our services to meet the needs of the local community. So we never want to duplicate services. We want to be good stewards of those federal funds that we have, because there's not a lot of them.
Right.
And you know, we coordinate with other organizations whenever possible. So working with our local hospital systems and all of those things are things that Age Smart does. So I hope that everybody throughout the holidays knows that they're not in it alone and they don't have to figure it out. They can call their local area agency on aging.
Okay, we got a few seconds left. Any final thoughts before we?
Sure, something I didn't mention, and Age Smart, I mentioned that collaboration. We work with the Centers for Independent Living. So most familiar would be LINC, who serve a disabled population, all disabilities, but older adults too. So if somebody's, maybe it's visually impaired or hearing impaired, they can help with that. OFACIL is in Washington County, and they help with that and impact in the northern parts. But we also have a robust veteran-directed services program, and we collaborate with the Marion VA and the St. Louis VA to help veterans remain in their home. It's a tremendously rich benefit for a veteran. And if it's a spouse of a veteran, we can also help them access financial resources through aid and attendance to help them pay for these sometimes expensive services.
Right.
So it's, you know, don't be tripped up by I can't afford it. There may very well be a resource out there for you.
All right. Well, Joy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
And
I'll enjoy the pretty ride home.
Right, exactly. So, all right, that will wrap things up here on The People Speak. I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow.